I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. The 3rd District Appellate Court in Illinois may decide whether Friendship Manor continues to get a property tax exemption. In 2014, Rock Island County Chief Assessor Larry Wilson denied the homestead exemption to the nonprofit after it had been receiving it for many years. The court heard oral arguments in the case last month. Friendship Manor's attorney, Floyd Perkins, says 3 years ago, the Continuing Care Retirement Center received a significantly higher property tax bill than the year before. Chief Assessor Larry Wilson had denied the 501c3 organization the homestead exemption. Friendship Manor decided to ask a Rock Island County judge to rule on the denial. It lost and then filed an appeal. During oral arguments, 3rd District Appellate Court Justice Mary K. O'Brien questioned Perkins about why Friendship Manor didn't do what property owners usually do.
But there was nothing filed with the Board of Review first, no action filed to challenge the lack of the exemption or the process.
The Board of Review isn't really in a position to interpret statutes. It usually is talking about certain provisions. And this was coming down to a statute that had been in existence for a dozen years, and the supervisor was deciding that it now, Friendship didn't qualify, and it was going to be involved in year after year after year. So rather than challenging the denial directly of 2014, this lawsuit was filed because everybody saw this as a prospective issue going forward, because each year the supervisor could, deny the exemption.
Matthew Trapp, the attorney representing Wilson, the assessor, began his oral argument by saying neither the circuit court nor the appellate court have jurisdiction in the case.
This is not an issue of where the taxing bodies did not have the authority to assess the property tax on a life care facility. There's no question the Board of Review had the power to make an exemption decision. They're just complaining about essentially their tax bill because they didn't like the exemption decision, which caused a net increase in the property tax of the residents.
The Rock Island School District is an intervener. Its lawyer, Daniel Harden, told the appellate court Friendship Manor is not correctly interpreting Illinois property tax law.
The whole purpose of property tax exemptions and homestead exemptions in particular is to grant relief to owner occupants from the burden of taxation. That is, we're talking about people who own the building where they live in a homestead. That purpose is not furthered by the argument Friendship Manor is advancing here, because the residents, it's undisputed, through their contract with Friendship Manor, they expressly disclaim any ownership interest. And the ownership requirement is seen all through the property tax exemption statute.
Friendship Manor's lawyer, Floyd Perkins, rebutted that argument, saying the statute does include nursing homes and assisted living centers called life care facilities.
He's the person who we believe acted unauthorized by law because the statute is pretty particular. It provides for life care facilities to enjoy these kinds of exemptions for its residents' benefit, because the statute requires it actually extends to them. And that is actually also the purpose of the statute, was to extend these exemptions to these seniors and people who no longer had an individual home, but were also paying the costs and paying real estate taxes through their residencies at these facilities. The exemption gets sought by the facility, but it's credited back to them.
Rock Island County records show Friendship Manor's property tax bill increased 45% from 2013 to 2014. And this is just one of three of Friendship Manor's property tax disputes. I'm Michelle O'Neill.